So Solomon and his prayer of dedication of the temple, acknowledging the greatness of God, how impossible for God to dwell in the confines of the temple that he has built. And so begging God to keep his attention upon the temple, to be a place in which his name is honored, a place where prayers are heard. It is intended, first and foremost, to be a place of intimacy, a place of encounter, of relationship. It is interesting in the gospel text today, this little tit-for-tat back and forth between Jesus and the Pharisees. The Pharisees are complaining because Jesus' apostles are eating food with unclean hands. It almost seems that, I'm going to put words in Jesus' mouth, so forgive me, but it's almost as if Jesus turns and responds and says, "And so you eat food with unclean hearts." The law given by Moses to the people was intended for them to guide them, to lead them into a depth of transformation and conversion that would make them like their God. In their actions, in their generosity, in their compassion, and their love, and in this case, the hospitality and the care for one's father and mother was to be reflective of how God intended it to be. And we see how the Pharisees had manipulated things in the law in order to keep themselves from fulfilling it, in order to preserve their monetary wealth. Just the problem in a legal society. Lawyers get a bad rap. If you find a good lawyer, hold on to him or her. But the problem with a society that's built on law is that there's always this way of trying to manipulate the law in order to do exactly what you want to do without breaking the law. And lawyers are paid over and over and over again to do just this. That's why insurance rates are so high in many cases. God's giving of the law was not to manipulate the law so that we could avoid its consequence. Its consequence is intimacy with God, transformation of heart, to be like he is. We as Catholics can do the same thing with our faith. We can turn what we do into external practices. Check, 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 I've done that, done this. I'm wearing the right thing. I'm going to the right place, the right time, doing the right things. We go about it in that way, we're simply trying to stroke our own ego and reassure ourselves of our goodness. Ultimately, all that the church asks of us, and there are many practices that are asked of us, the intention of them is to draw us into a depth of relationship with God and a depth of relationship with each other. But like anything, if our heart is not in it, we can simply turn it into the exterior practice. And then we come up with questions like, how late can I show up to Sunday Mass and still fulfill my obligation, Father? How soon may I leave Sunday Mass without, you know, unfulfilling my obligation? I ask them the question, well, how close can you get to the edge of a cliff without falling off? Why don't you go find out? My brothers and sisters, the invitation of our faith, the invitation of God in this whole thing of redemption is to be with us. It's a good reminder today to get back to the heart of what this is all about. It comes back to relationship. To love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves.